This is Radio Influence.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve. For those of you looking for the best products in town, Trulieve has 15 locations around the Bay Area. I get mine right here on 4th Street in St. Petersburg, not too far from our headquarters. And just look them up at trulieve.com, T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E.com, and you'll find a location near you if you live in Florida, because they are literally popping up everywhere. So you definitely want to check out my people at Trulieve. Normally I have a guest with me, and I will have a guest again next week. This week we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the regulations and some of the things happening in Tallahassee and the lawmakers. Talk to you a little bit about some products that Trulieve has, and another cannabis product that I came across that I found very interesting, and we're actually going to be selling here at our headquarters. So got plenty to talk about. Florida has spent nearly $2 million in legal fees in the last little while. Basically, it seems like it's fighting itself. And it's, when people ask, is marijuana and is cannabis illegal? The reason why people are confused is that the state keeps on fighting itself. We know the situation with all the lobbyists out there. So something will get passed, then it'll be appealed, and then money will be thrown at it, and then it just seems like it's in limbo. And that's been our situation here the last little while. We knew about the majority vote. 72% was the majority vote. People basically in favor of legalizing marijuana. And once again, the government went after them and tried to limit the intent of the amendment, which is a big situation here. There's a case that came out August 2nd. The circuit judge said that lawmakers were wrong, or they were in the wrong, trying to limit the number. And once again, it's people going against each other. It has nothing to do with us. We just want to know whether it's legal or not, and that's it. And what happens with us as citizens and taxpayers, we, the taxpayers, end up paying the opponent's attorney's fees. And that's not what we want to do. And that's where that $2 million ended up coming from. You know, the lawmakers should figure out ways to start working with us voters, rather than fighting against it and spending our taxpayers' money. I mean, that to me, would just make a lot of sense. And I don't know if anything in our beloved government actually makes any sense. We know that John Morgan has been fighting against, legalizing marijuana for quite a while. Now, he's went to court to try to overturn the ban, and he won an initial victory in May. And once again, that's also going back and forth. Florida immediately appealed it. So you see what I'm saying, though? You're going to court to overturn a ban, and then Florida appeals that. So really, we haven't moved. Everything's kind of staying still. And now there was a 57-page brief that was filed by a friend of mine, Pam Bondi, a Florida Attorney General, in support of that appeal. Now, I like Pam Bondi as a person. I can't stand her politics. Can't stand them. Because that politics is basically run by money. And it's getting to a ridiculous point when a lawmaker in Tallahassee is going to be telling somebody in Ocala, some 70-year-old person in Ocala that has joint pain or aches or some kind of ailment, that they can't smoke a joint to alleviate their pain. It gets to a point where it's getting to be a little bit ridiculous now. It's 2018. I think we know we're pretty far away from reefer madness. That mentality is starting to go away. You can kind of feel it dissolving a little bit. But some people still have this mentality that that cannabis is a dangerous drug, and it's got to get to a point where we start squashing that. In November 2016, we voted to exempt schools from marijuana. Now, there's two things from this on me. When you legalize marijuana, that means if you have an ailment, regardless of your age, you can go in and get your, you know, marijuana card. If you're 15 and you have some ailment that requires you to have some CBD, you can get your card, okay? You'll be restricted when you go into Trulieve. I'm pretty sure you'll need somebody 21 or 18 and older to with you there to pick up your stuff, but you're going to be limited from what you get at Trulieve. But they actually exempt schools from any on-site medical use of marijuana. This is why I am with that. If a kid would happen to have his medical marijuana card, and he say he's 16 years old, he goes to Plant High School, and his teachers know that he has this card, if he needs it for his well-being, then give it to the nurse or give it to his teacher and let them, you know, police that. Because you don't want a kid with a marijuana stick or a vape pen in high school walking around. If you don't know why, then you haven't been around, okay? Because, you know, the long and short of it is illegal for somebody to hit your vape pen. But we'll say it happens. You know, if you're at a bar and somebody beside you is hitting a vape pen, I think 97% of the time it's marijuana now. It's not cigarettes anymore. Don't nobody smoke no dang cigarettes no more. It's cannabis. And you can't let a kid in class have a vape pen. Or you can't let a kid in the school ground have a vape pen. It's going to turn out very, very poorly. It may not turn out poorly, but there's going to be some illegals going on, stuff going on. That's for sure. Now, could you stop it? Probably not. If you catch a kid, he's in trouble. But there's also pills, there's also tinctures, and there's also different things that kids can do. But, you know, I would say that school is a one place where you don't really want to mess with marijuana too much. Just for the well-being of the school's sake, because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, that's for sure. So that's one thing I have to say, that I'm okay with that being banned. Because, like I said, I just don't think that's going to turn out the right way. But there's so many people battling each other now, and there's counties and school districts going against each other. So the voters pretty much approved keeping it away from schools and prisons, by the way. Now, keep it out of schools, whether you keep it out of a prison. I mean, let those guys have it in prison. You would have to believe, though, if, you know, prison inmates went to a doctor, you're going to have some kind of ailments. Everybody in there is going to have a vape pen. And whether they can afford it or not, that's going to be up to them. But they pretty much legislature amended it to be allowed to students for them to use it. And the clarity is back and forth right now. And like I said, everybody's fighting each other. You know, Pam Bondi's fighting John Morgan. John Morgan's fighting the government. It's going back and forth. And what's happening is everybody out there is in limbo and nobody knows what's going on. And, you know, you're putting schools in risk. And schools, and this is the problem with schools. And like I say, we're going back and forth. It's legal. It's illegal. It's legal. The schools are putting themselves at risk to lose millions of dollars in federal grants, because one of the big problems with this is federal and district are two different things. They are completely different. And one of the arguments would be if you're a district that's saying it's illegal federally. And, you know, if it's a federal crime, you got to say, I'm scared to mess with it as far as a district goes. So that's never going to stop. Until whichever president elected, and I'm not sure this one's going to do it, but they need to say, okay, let's stop this now. Let's, as voters, we have to say, let's stop allowing, you know, our politicians to be inhaling these huge lobbyist checks that we know of. They have to show you what they are, and keep on basically screwing up our ability to take something, a medicine that's better for us. And that's got to stop eventually. And they've actually had districts in Florida that have banned cannabis, period. Indian River, Martin, St. Lucie, Brevard, Lee, and Collier are counties or districts that have banned it completely, okay? Broward County and Palm Beach have allowed it. It's just getting confusing. Like, it's going to get to a point where, you know, you're going to be at some address and you're going to be allowed to have a marijuana and the person next to you is not. And it's almost like that already. And I've talked to some people that have their medical marijuana cards and they're traveling and they're still scared to travel with their card and any kind of product. And, you know, that to me is getting kind of confusing and unfortunate too, because of how many great things that cannabis is doing for people out there. Now, I said that this podcast, the Cannabis Podcast, is powered by Trulieve. I just came from Trulieve yesterday, and I went there to get my THC capsules to sleep, and I had been out for a while. I'll let you know, my sleep sucked. And those THC capsules that I'll take around 6 o'clock, and you'll have a choice. They'll give you a choice, 10 milligrams or 50 milligrams. If anybody who's never seen me, I'm definitely a 50 milligram type of person. If you're a little bitty person, maybe 10 milligrams works. I'm just going to let you know. 50 milligrams definitely works. You take your 50 milligrams, you're going to want to lay it down. Don't take it when you're driving around acting a fool. Go home, take it, relax yourself. And if you're somebody that has insomnia and it has issues with sleeping, that's going to end your situation with sleeping. Because if I, like when I didn't have it, I would go to sleep at 10 o'clock. I wake up at 1 and sit there and watch the clock tick until 4 o'clock. This morning, I got up at 3:56. It don't get no better than that. So for anybody that has insomnia, you definitely have to go to Trulieve and get those THC pills for sure. Now, Trulieve is my place where I get all my products. For those of you know, worrying, thinking about how much this stuff costs, because I get that question all the time. For those normal vape pens that you would normally see that look like a normal pen, the pen itself costs like $20, and the cartridges are anywhere between $40 to about $75. The $40 cartridges are 250 milligrams. The $75 cartridges are around 600 milligrams. So when people, and the other, one of the common questions is, well, how does it compare to when I was buying it illegally? So I can't answer for you because I don't know how much you smoke or you smoked, but somebody like myself, I went through probably an average of an ounce a month, something like that. And from what I get at Trulieve, it ends up coming out to about the same. It comes out to, for me, about $250 a month, okay? Not including the THC pills. I'm just talking about smokable stuff. So during the day, it's about the same. If you're going to take something to put you to sleep, the numbers are going to be different, that's for sure. And, you know, the pills can be a little costly. The capsules, a 25 count at 50 milligrams of indica will cost you about $120, which can be a little costly. But you think about it, it's a month worth of sleeping. So if you say, here's $4 a day for a great sleep, all of a sudden that $120 is not that big of a deal. I happen to be the one who uses the True Stick, which is kind of a longer one other than, you know, the vape pens. I like the True Stick because you could get a little higher dosage. The stick itself costs about $35. And I usually go with the sativa. That's right about $94. So once again, it's just about you feeling out what works for you. There's a couple things that I haven't really messed with yet. The True Clear, the concentrate, I've dealt with that a little bit and done a little cooking with that. It was cool. They have a nasal rescue spray. I just never been somebody for nose drops and nasal stuff, but they have that at $120 if that's something that you guys use. They have topical cream. They have sunscreen. And they also have this tabletop vaporizer, which you would use their version of flower, which comes in a little closed tin. So there's a lot of different options out there for those of you, you know, looking into getting into Trulieve. And it's important that you get in with the right product. And the product obviously has to suit, you know, what you have going on. And for those of you that are looking to get your medical marijuana card, there's a process to it. We all know there's a process. You're not just going to walk up and they're going to give you a card. What you want to do is you want to go to Tetra Health Centers, which is over there on Martin Luther King. They got a beautiful facility. Their phone number is 813-898-8009. You can check them at tetrahealthcenters.com. If you forget what that is, just remember that the Tetra Health Centers, the letters are THC, which is very, very convenient and a good thing. But 813-898-8009, that's Tetra Health Centers. They have all the doctors that you need. You walk up in there, you get an appointment, you bring a doctor from a note from your doctor saying what your ailment is. The doctor will look you over and will say yay or nay, and you'll be ready to roll. And that's when you got to apply. There's a small fee. And then when you get your email from Tallahassee, then you'll be able to go to Trulieve and get all your different products. So that's what you need to do for those of you out there looking to get your card. But there's different options. You know, this is the Cannabis Podcast, so I just can't keep it one angle. There's a lot of different angles to cannabis, and there's different angles popping up every single day. Had a young lady come in here the other day from CR World, and I sat down, talked to her. Colette Florido is her name, and she has a couple of products that we're going to be selling here at the Flavor of Tampa Bay on West Shore and Gandy, and they are CBD products. She has two products that she has. She has a coconut oil that has CBD in it. I've used it to cook. It's wonderful to cook with. Tastes good, and it has all the CBD benefits. And once again, this is without getting your card. You don't need to get your card to get that CBD oil. Colette sat and talked to me about her situation and why she started this company. And it was a great story of how her father had dementia and she didn't know which way to go. And somebody had told her about the cannabis route. And she was that person who was always poo-pooing, you know, the benefits of cannabis. And when she finally got cannabis from CBD to her father, you know, she was amazed at what it did to her father and his dementia. So she has coconut oil, and she also has a herbal spray as well that you can kind of spray it on yourself if you have any ailments. I use some of my knee was a little bit sore, and it felt pretty darn good without after that. And this is all without a prescription. So I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about that as we move forward. Now, so some people would say, well, why don't you go get your card? Well, some people are not able to. There's that gray area about whether you can have a gun license and also your medical marijuana card. I'm not a gun toter, so I don't really know that situation. You're gonna have to ask, you know, some people into guns about that. But there is a situation with that. So if you're somebody who doesn't want to mess with your gun license, that's a reason maybe to go for something that's unprescribed. I know some military have some situations as well where they can't be military and can't have a cannabis card. To this point, I don't know why the hell that would be the case. And the one big thing that I really believe is going to blow up is CBD and cannabis with animals, especially with dogs. You know, I had a dog that we had to put down a while ago that had hip dysplasia. I have a guy that works here at Flavor of Tampa Bay, Brian from BTC Creations, that has a bulldog or a boxer with hip dysplasia as well. He gave the dog some CBD the other day, and the dog was just bouncing around feeling good. So, you know, that's what CBD and cannabis is about. It's not about getting high anymore, and we have to realize that. The other day I had a reunion. It wasn't really a reunion. I had a little get-together at a church. I'm not really church-going people, but a old friend of mine, Rob Taylor, invited a bunch of former players, and, you know, I walk in and everybody's like, hey, you look good, you're bouncing around. And I said, yo, that's CBD. I mean, I feel good. You know, I'm 51 years old. The body's been through a lot, but I wake up in the morning and I feel pretty damn good. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of that has to do with CBD and THC and cannabis. There's a lot of studies out there, and there's a lot of people in the NFL, and there's a lot of people in very high up places that are finally opening their eyes to cannabis and what it can do for people and, you know, drop the stigmas. It's time to drop the stigmas. And that's why, you know, I started this cannabis podcast, because I want to bring in a bunch of voices that are intelligent, know what they're talking about. I'm going to go out there looking for people like John Morgan and people like Joe Redner and people that have been battling this fight for a long time, and people like Trulieve and Tetra Health Centers that are on top of all this. There's a couple other companies I'm targeting as well that are apps that you can locate a lot of your different products that you need. But it's all about making this process easier and a lot better. For those of you out there that have any questions about cannabis, and I'm sure we all do because I still do, that's why I bring people on with me, you can hit me up at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com if anybody has any questions. And if I don't have the answers, I will definitely get in contact with somebody to find out the answer for you. And we'll have it on the next show, that's for sure. So I appreciate you guys listening in. This is going to be something that's happening every single week. We're going to have interesting guests through here and hopefully enlighten you people, because I think I know a little bit about it, but I seem to learn something every single week when I'm doing my investigative journalism. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we'll be back next week. This is the Cannabis Podcast, and Ian Beckles signing off. Thank you to Trulieve. Thank you to Tetra Health Centers. And we'll be talking to CR World here coming up real, real soon. Everybody have a wonderful week, and smoke something nice. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a Dark to Light with Frank and Beans quick fix on Radio Influence.
As a matter of fact, it's almost a little bit... I gotta be careful how I say this. I'm not concerned about it, but it's almost a little bit concerning, in a way, the way these pieces are trickling out, only because there's somebody or people, a group of people, and we're not exactly sure who, flicking these reporters at certain times.
Flicking how?
Like, here, say this now. Okay, it's good for this now. Okay, you can put that out now. So that it happens in the right time. So that it doesn't screw anything up that could be going on behind the scenes. And then, you know, given what, before we dive into everything, what the WikiLeaks tweet with that letter on August 1st, the Senate Intelligence Committee wrote a letter to Julian Assange inviting him to come to the States to testify behind closed doors about Russian interference into the 2016 election. And it's almost as though they were trying to get out in front of this.
So what do you think? What do you think that can possibly even be? Like, let's say he comes on over to the United States and they're talking to each other. And this is a group of people who have obviously been trying to keep the hoax alive. They had it in their power to stop it a long time ago. But instead, they're laying down cover fire. Both sides, the Uniparty, working in tandem to continue this nonsense, and to allow the media, their friends in the media, to continue the barrage on not only the president and the presidency, but the rest of the country. What kind of getting out ahead of this could this possibly be at this point?
Dark to Light with Frank and Beans can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.